for whatever reason, obviously LeBron's great everywhere, whatever reason he averages more here than anywhere, more points and minutes, what about this place brings out the best in him?
I don't know.
Assuming that Kyle's available tonight, will you play?
Yes, sir.
You know, LeBron's talked that this is an easy team before, not
he said what?
That this is an easy place, an easy team to be able to do something like that, play without any practice at all.
What would you expect to see from Kyle having never been on the floor with you guys?
I don't know.
Just going in blind.
Who is?
You.
Alright.
How many minutes would you want to play him?
Just depends on the floor of the game, you know, how it goes. But if he's available to play, we're going to play him minutes. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
How does his skill set fit in with what you guys do?
I mean, we're a team that, you know, looks to push the ball in transition, spread the floor, and you know, shoot threes. So, I mean, with him being one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history, you know, I think he fits in well with what we're trying to do, you know, taking his open shots. And he also gives us another weapon as far as using off screens, off pin downs. You can run him around to give us some movement. So it's a great addition for us.
Now you got a chance to look at the Phoenix game. Did anything stand out about the reason that they made that comeback?
Say it again.
Now that you got a chance to like review the Phoenix game, did anything stand out as the reason? Why
turnovers. We turned the basketball over, you know, above the three-point line probably 8 times, and it's hard to recover when you turn the ball over above the three-point line. It's hard to get back. And, you know, based on out-of-bounds plays, we wasn't set. You know, we walked into our spots. We didn't get there with urgency. And, you know, we didn't do things with urgency. Once we got up, we kind of let our foot off the gas and, you know, started messing around with the game.
What's at the root of the turnovers?
What is what?
At the root of the turnovers?
I think their pressure bothered us. I thought, you know, them getting up, denying the passes, trying to get up into our ball handlers and, you know, forcing us to start our offense, you know, a half court, you know, it really bothers us a little bit. So we just got to be better at owning our spots, owning our positions, getting to our spots, and we'll be fine.
What are you expecting out of the Jazz tonight? It's been a while since they've been healthy.
Expecting to play well. You know, Coach Snyder's done a great job with his team. They have a lot of talent. You know, coming to the season, you know, we all talked about them having, you know, probably the deepest team in the NBA as far as starters and bench. And they play great. They play great together. They move the basketball. They run their system. And they're one of the best defensive teams in the league. So I expect them to play well tonight.
Back-to-back tonight, tonight and tomorrow, do you have any plans to rest guys either night?
Not as of right now, no.
The last five games or so, your assist numbers are way down. We talked good ISO versus bad ISO. Notice the drop in ball movement and assist?
No, I noticed it in missed shots. You know, we missed some shots that we normally make. You know, but that's part of the game. You know, but the best thing about it is we've been able to find ways to win the game, and we didn't shoot the ball extremely well. But I thought we were making the same plays, same passes. I just thought in that Phoenix game, we just, you know, their pressure really took us out of what we wanted to do offensively.